SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Chicago Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits apply over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Sa ulo ng mga balita, batas na papayagan ng mga midwife at nurse na magreseta ng gamot para sa aborsyon na katakdang maipasa ng New South Wales Government. Punong ministro Anthony Albanese nakatakdang lumipad pa Indonesia sa kanyang unang international trip matapos manalo sa halalan. At sa Pilipinas, alegasyon ng dagdag bawa sa resulta ng eleksyon pinabulaanan ng COMELEC. Sa detalye, lilipad patungong Jakarta ngayong araw si punong ministro Anthony Albanese upang makipagpulong kay Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto at didiretso naman sa Roma para sa inaugurasyon ni Pope Leo XIV. Habang nasa Italia, layon din makipag-usap ni Albanese sa iba't ibang leader gaya ng punong ministro ng Canada at pangulong European Commission kaugnay sa kalakalan.
Ursula von der Leyen, I will meet. We've had contact with her, the head of the European Union. Obviously, there's discussions to be held as well about trade and tariff issues with Europe as well. We tried to have a free trade agreement with Europe, and it will be good to have a discussion further about whether that can be advanced.
Yan ang tinig ni punong ministro Anthony Albanese. Pinuri naman ni opposition finance spokesperson Jane Yu ang pagkamanalo ni Susan Lee bilang bagong leader ng Partido Liberal. Sa panayam ng programang Sunrise ng Channel 7, sinabi ni Yu na ang pagkapili kay Lee ay panahon para mabigyan ng pagkakataon na muling suriin ang partido.
But this really is a new era for the Liberal Party. It's very exciting to have our first female leader at the helm. And of course, Susan Lee brings such a wealth of experience, both personal and professional. You know, she was an accountant, she was a pilot, she's a mother, she's a grandmother. She's been in Parliament for more than 20 years and had numerous portfolios. So this is really an exciting time for the Liberal Party, I think.
Sa ibang balita, nakatakdang ipasa ng gobyerno ng New South Wales ang batas na papayagan ng mga midwife at nurse na magreseta ng gamot para sa aborsyon o pagpapalaglag. Sakaling maipasa, magiging epektibo ito ngayong Mayo. Inihain ni Greens MP Amanda Cohn ang inamyendahang panukalang batas kung saan sinabi nitong kahit hindi na krimen ang aborsyon sa estado, marami pa ding walang access dito sa mga rural at regional area.
If we do not increase access for people in this state, that there is a genuine risk that there will be more harm done. Harm done and trauma caused to not just the health professionals that are finding themselves unable to deliver the services that they wish to do, that they're trained to do, but also the impact that it will have on so many people who are unable to access this critical healthcare.
Binatikos ng mga justice advocate ang anunsyo ng Victorian Labor Government na may higit 700 milyong dolyar na budget upang madagdagan ang kapasidad ng mga kulungan sa estado. Isa na dito ang Victorian Aboriginal Legal Service na kontra sa pulisa, habang hirit naman ang Jesuit Social Services na dapat mas tutukan ang crime prevention. Sinabi naman ni Victorian Premier Jacinta Allan na epektibo ang mas mahigpit na batas sa pagpapiansa.
That with these new bail laws, bail means jail for more alleged offenders, and to support the work across the system, we're backing that with more beds and more corrections staff.
Balita naman sa Pilipinas, pinabulaan na ng Commission on Elections o COMELEC ang mga aligasyong dagdag bawa sa resulta ng 2025 senatorial elections. Ayon kay COMELEC Chairman George Garcia, may ilang media outlet na naglabas ng datos na hindi pa naiproseso mula sa raw data ng COMELEC server. Paliwanag ni Garcia, ang COMELEC ay hindi nagbibigay ng ranking o totals ng mga kandidato sa real time at wala rin silang kapangyarihang gumawa nito. Anya, may mga insidente ng doubling datos kaya tila bumaba ang boto ng ilang kandidato na isang technical na issue at hindi manipulasyon, anya. Narindigan ng ahensya na walang dayaan, walang dagdag bawas at nanatiling tapat at transparent ang proseso ng halalan. Sa balitang sports naman tayo, umaapela ang AFL sa buong industriya na magkaisa at gamitin ang bagong indigenous round bilang paraan na malabanan ng racism. Nauna nang naging kontrobersyal ang issue kay Willie Rioli ng Port Adelaide na naging sentro ngayon ng usapin ng racism sa AFL. Sa lagay naman ng panahon, maaraw sa Perth na may temperaturang 25 degrees. Bahagyang maulap ang papawirin sa Adelaide at 21. Gayon din sa Sydney at 23, maging sa Canberra at 21. Maaraw pero posibleng umulan sa hapon sa Melbourne at 20. Sa Hobart may posibilidad din ng ulan at 17. May malakanaka namang pag-ulan sa Brisbane at 25 habang maaraw sa Darwin at 34. At yan ang mga balita sa oras na ito. Ako ang inyong lingkod, DJ Korea. Para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Chicago Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits apply over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.